I am Kenzie.
I'm Jamie.
And this is the
Codependent Podcast.
Welcome back, girly pops. I'm so excited to be back.
Missed you guys. From last week. Missed you again.
A week ago. Sometimes, okay, maybe this is like just me, but like sometimes I like wish that like our friends were all just like the people that listen to the podcast.
Oh, same.
Like I feel like.
I feel like they are my closest friends and I wish I
know, but we like don't get to hang out.
I know. I'm like, I wish I like could hang out with all of you.
We should do like a meetup, like a play date. Like we all just go to like a big park.
We should. Anybody and like, that's like
very
here.
Low key, like yes. No pressure. Like let's go to a huge splash pad. The yes, kids all run I around. Love it's that. Not like a meet and greet. Like no, we're no, not no. like, yeah. no, I just want to like hang out with you guys.
Yes. Like we're friends.
Like we're friends.
Like we're literally girly pops.
Yes. Like I don't want it to be like this thing where me and Jamie are on stage and have to talk and like it's this pressure. I mean, it's fun too, but like,
yeah,
but it would be fun to be like in a low key environment and like our kids can be there. And like, I don't know. We just hang.
Like you guys literally know everything about us. So we just hang.
I don't know. I just think it could be like really fun to like just chill.
I agree. If anyone's down for that.
Like how many people are in Arizona? I don't even know.
Yeah. How many people are in Arizona? Tell me if you are, because that'd be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun? We just did like, or we could even do like a girls' night. We could like.
Love that idea.
We could like reserve the back room in Oregano's. Yes. And be like, girls' night, whoever girls wants night, to come.
Come to Oregano's.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun? I feel like that could be so fun.
I love that idea. Truly love.
Love. Okay.
Well, being so loud today, guys. I'm very sorry.
We just had another meeting and. She was also very loud.
She's not like crying.
She's not crying. She's just like making those cute baby noises.
She's loud.
Jamie, what's new?
You know, I don't really think much is new from last week. You know, to be dead honest with
well,
you.
Well, we did record like a couple. We did record later in the week than we normally do.
Yeah,
so
I'm like, I'm trying to think of what's new in my life. But honestly, there's not like a whole lot right now. I'm just being a mom.
Living life.
Navy has a play date today after school. Cheer, dance.
Noises are so cute.
That's honestly my life right now.
That sounds fake. Hold the mic up to Monty.
Are you talking?
Monty, what's new with you, baby?
Yeah, can you tell our codependent girlies what's new? That was such a good story. So that's what's new.
That's all.
That's my tip.
Monty started speaking.
Day. Monty started talking. What's new with you?
We're out. We're
you
getting out of our house.
New than me,
I do.
So let's
well, because
go.
I was on the phone for 16 hours yesterday. I can't. But we are getting out of our house this week, which is great. We were only supposed to be out for 2 weeks. We're actually going to be out for the entire month, which is good because hopefully that month that we're gone, everything is done. And then we get to come back into our house. Everything's done. That's the goal is in these next 30 days to just get shit done.
Literally get it done.
So.
Kenzie, I was laughing because somebody messaged us on Codependent and I just now saw it. And they said, just so you know, water heaters are good for like 10 plus years, not 1 to 2 years.
Who's, did I say 1 to 2?
I think you did.
I think the guy told me.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was funny. And she like put a bunch of laughing faces.
I know. Well, I've heard that since I said it too.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, I thought it was like every 10 years, but the guy said, yeah, maybe he said they need to be looked at every like 2 years. Like maybe just they need like a little refresh.
Yeah. That's what Justin was telling me. He says like some, they need to be like drained sometimes.
Yes.
I don't know. Like
yes.
Maintenance. I don't know. You know what? We're not like handy type of gals. So
I'm really not, but I would not make that up.
No,
is what the plumber told me.
Yes.
But I definitely think the plumber was wrong.
The ADHD maybe said fixed 1 to 2 years, like replaced.
Well, but he made it seem like it was a really big deal that it was from 2013, which 10 years would be 2023, which would make sense that it broke.
That it broke.
This next year, like, because it was.
It was expired.
Yeah. So that 10 years made sense, but he was like, oh, 2013, you should have had this replaced every 1 to 2 years. And I was like, really? A water heater is expensive. We paid $2,000 for ours. Like
that's expensive.
You have to pay for that every 1 to 2 years. So I think he was an idiot.
I agree.
But I trusted him because he's the professional.
Completely.
What do I know? I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl.
Yeah, no. So I think it was his fault. So don't think I'm an idiot.
But like, yeah.
But like, yeah.
I agree. We need to do an episode called I'm Just a Girl.
I'm just a girl. And what did I not know from being just a girl?
What did I not know? And what do I never care to know?
True.
Like I never care to know about that.
Yeah.
Truly.
You want to know one thing I didn't care to know and I had to figure out because our garbage disposal kept breaking. Thank you.
Perfect.
That little like tool that you shove into it and then you.
Oh, to like get the.
Get the chunkies.
Don't say that. I'm barfing.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Dude, I felt like a freaking plumber every time I had to do that. I got my tool, I'm like swinging it around my finger and I yank it in, put it in the hole and I'm like, and then garbage disposal worked.
And then it worked until it didn't.
Until it broke.
Until it completely broke.
And we had to get that replaced.
Do you put a lot of food down yours?
No. Do you remember when Justin redid it?
Yes.
It never worked ever since then.
Oh, really?
It just was like really leaking. We had a towel down there and then we just forgot about it.
Yes.
Justin said, there was a piece that was broken and we'd have to get a professional, but then we never did.
Oh.
And then we just left it it just broke all the way.
Okay. That makes sense. That's hilarious though, actually.
But we're getting out of our house.
So
big news. Very excited.
And while Kenzie's gone, I'm going to burn her house down. So she doesn't have to deal with it.
Honestly, could you? Because I'm so done. Like I literally am so done with that house. And like,
if your house actually catches on fire for some reason, I'm going to go to jail.
Oh,
so
I'm not actually going to do that. Our like insurance for a house fire is so good. We get 2.5 times the value of the house if it burns to the ground.
I mean, not a bad idea.
Because then we'd have to rebuild it and then we could rebuild it exactly how we wanted because we have 2.5 times.
Yeah, you would probably, you'd probably could just move all together too.
Well, yeah, but then there's just going to be like a pit in the ground right where my house should have been.
Okay, they'd probably like.
Who? Who is they? We'd have to sell it. And we could like sell the land. Like, here's this land. Like,
here's the land, build a house.
We're not going to. We're going to pocket all the money
we're
that we
pocket
got.
The money and pocket the money from the sale. You can have like a pit in the ground.
You can have a pit of burnt. Rubble. Congratulations. Congrats. You might find some of my kids' artwork in there. Let me know.
Let me know. Text me if you find it. Oh my gosh.
No, I know so sometimes, funny. I mean, it sucks like what we have to go through right now, but like part of me is like, I almost wish it was worse so that we could get more redone in our house.
Oh, same. I'm like.
Like right now it's just an inconvenience and we're like not even redoing much.
No, you're like, I mean.
The bathroom, which is huge.
You get to redo the bathroom, which is awesome. But like, that's not like, that wouldn't have been your first thing to get redone.
No, but it's in the floors.
Exactly.
Dude, I begged our insurance adjuster just to tell us we needed new floors and he didn't. So that sucked.
Please.
Yeah, but I had to lodge a formal complaint against our insurance agency. You want to hear something really funny?
I do.
Somebody messaged me yesterday and they were like, we have this insurance. It was the same insurance that we have. And I was like, oh, and she's like, and we got everything fixed. We were out of our house in 3 days. Like, this was our agent. You should try to contact him. Here's his number. It was our agent that had not called me for 3 weeks. And I was like,
no.
I was like, oh, that's interesting because like.
Because that's our same agent.
That's our same agent and he sucks.
And he hates you, so.
And he literally must hate my guts, so.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but things are moving now and feeling good.
Things are moving and grooving.
I like, don't feel like I want to burst into tears.
No. You're going to have to be quiet.
Yeah. How long are we going to bring her to do the podcast? We were just talking about Rossi and Pierce starting.
Does anybody want Monty?
Preschool. We're like, oh, they're going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we'll just do an office day on Tuesdays or Thursdays and we'll have no kids. And then I was like, wait, Monty's going to be like 9 months.
What about? No, I know. I'm going to have to figure out something for her. Like I can't.
She can't just crawl around the floor.
No, she can't.
I mean, she could.
She could, but like that's inconvenient.
But it's like also she's like too young to like give her an iPad. So
it's like, here's an iPad. Here's an iPad. You're 3 months old.
Here's an iPad. Shut up.
Honestly, shut up. If there was like a fan, if I had a fan in here, she loves to look at the fan. Last night I needed to take a shower so bad. I put her on my bed in the snuggle me and I turned the fan on and she just watched the fan
the
whole time. Yeah, I like literally got out mid shower because Justin wasn't home. I got out mid shower
to check on her,
make sure she was okay. She's just watching the fan go round.
Honestly, Payson loved the fan. I could do the same thing. I could put Payson in the middle of my bed and she would just watch the fan for like an hour and a half.
If I could, this is my news. If I could keep and bottle up this age for the rest of forever, this is the age I would choose, 3 months old.
Okay.
Because
She's smiling. She reacts to you.
She's starting to laugh. She doesn't roll.
Yeah.
She still sleeps 90% of the day. Like
her binky's out.
It's honestly that this is the perfect age. I've come to third baby. I've decided 3 months is the perfect age.
I would say 3 months for Payson was great. 3 months for Pierce was hell. That was my worst month.
Yeah. Hopefully, maybe if you guys choose, you'll get a redo. And you'll have
not a... Not of Pierce.
You'll get a good 3-monther.
Like, I'd be fine if I got Pierce as a toddler.
Yes, but
not his baby stage. Yes. I can't do that. Yes.
But I will say, I think that Pierce is a very well-behaved toddler boy.
He is.
Compared to like what you hear.
He's very well-behaved.
But he runs.
He runs.
The you amount saw yesterday. You sat yesterday was like 5 minutes.
Because it's a free space.
And he just runs.
If it's enclosed.
And he's so good, but he runs.
He listens.
He listens.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
The thing is, he likes to test those boundaries.
He does.
He wants to like climb up the tree.
And he wants to like pick up a crowbar.
And chuck a rock at another little girl.
And throw like a boulder.
Yeah.
It's like, but he's not like a violent, like he's not like a classic toddler boy, but there is such a difference. It's
there
insane.
Is. There is. He just has a lot to do.
To figure out.
Yeah.
He just wants to like figure it all out.
I know. And you guys all sat totally fine at lunch yesterday. And I'm like,
I'm out of here. Like this isn't fun.
It's not. It's not.
It's not.
And he's such a good kid. Like when he's playing, and he's entertained.
Yes.
I wasn't even worried about him.
No.
But it's like where we were was a really hard spot for Pierce.
Yes.
Like he could run into the road on yes. like two ends.
Yep.
He could climb up a tree. He could throw rocks. Like that's not a good environment for my boy.
Yeah.
Like we need enclosed.
He wants that.
Yes. We need like an enclosed area
yes.
that he can like do whatever he wants without going into the middle of the street.
Yes.
That was what was giving me the most anxiety.
Oh, completely.
I would have been fine playing in the rocks, climbing up the tree.
Yes.
In
yes,
the grass. Yes, that was fine. Completely. My biggest fear was that there was a road.
Right.
And right now getting hit by cars is like my biggest fear for my children. Like, I would say getting hit by a car is my number one fear right now. And so
like, you just feel like you're at that stage.
I'm at that stage where like Payson started to like look both ways. And like, yes. I trust her, but yes. like, Pierce has no idea when a car's coming.
Oh, for sure.
And he would book it in the middle of the street
yep.
and get nailed and die.
No, I get why you have to be up and at it. Like that totally makes sense.
But like at Disneyland, he was walking for a majority of the day and just like was fine.
And was completely fine.
Like he didn't like
he
go
didn't run
off.
Away from you.
No. But like
it's so funny because Disneyland's like a free for all.
Yeah, but like he can't get hit by a car.
Yeah, yeah.
So I knew that like no matter where he was, if I could see him, he was fine.
He was okay.
But like
completely.
He could run in the middle of the street at Joe's.
No, I get it 100%.
But he just, yeah.
I'm like, I was like, oh yeah, that is the difference though. Like he wants to explore.
He
and
is,
it's good.
Yes.
Like you want kids to explore. Like
yes.
That's a good trait to have.
But I love that he's not like a rambunctious rowdy toddler.
No, he's not.
He's very like
he doesn't
I just want to see what's
things.
Going on.
He doesn't like.
He doesn't get into crap like Rossi.
No, Rossi gets into everything.
But she
everything.
Also, but she's not a runner.
But she's not a runner. Like she wants to be able to see me. Like
I wish.
I know.
Pierce,
I know.
Pierce like will look at me and like smirk
and
then book
run
it.
And literally run. Yeah. Like he knows if you're like stay here. He's like no. Like absolutely not.
But then if I yell at him, he stops.
Yes. Yes.
If I'm like Pierce Kendall. I'll like, stop and he'll look at me and then usually
and then
he'll
he
make
decides.
His way back.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. That's the difference of a boy.
It is. That's the difference.
There's right no there. Fear in his life.
No, there's not.
There's not.
There's zero fear.
There's zero fear
I'll
in that
just
life.
Go.
But he like, he doesn't get too dirty. He's not
no,
like
yeah,
a gross kid.
No.
He just is a runner.
That's exactly. Yeah. That's his boy trait is that he will run away from you at any moment.
But then, like you said, we went to Costco and I walked away and left him with you screaming.
Cried. Yep.
So I don't get it.
I know. He's an interesting soul.
He is. That's why we can't go to a park that has a road connected to it.
Yeah, you gotta have
like we gotta go like deep.
Like into a neighborhood where there's
yep.
like nobody.
I mean, you saw him at Payson's birthday. How far did he run away?
Oh, yep.
I had to chase him. He was like 100 yards away.
Yep. He actually did decently well.
Other than that one,
other than
and
that
I yelled at him.
One time when like he actually did pretty good.
He did.
He actually did.
He's an explorer.
He is, yep.
He is. He wants to know what's going on in the world around him.
He does.
Yeah, but being a boy mom, I'm excited. I'm excited to send him to school. I'm excited to have a break of running for a minute.
Yeah, it'll be good for him. I'm like so curious to see how he'll do. Like,
I know.
Will he like it? Like, will he like the teachers? Will he like?
He's not going to like being away from me.
No,
it's gonna
he's not.
It's going to take a minute. But like,
yes.
He loves to go into Payson's classroom.
Oh, good.
And he's like walking around. He's not holding on to me. He's walking around.
Is he
going to
sit at a desk?
No.
Like, how are they going to do that?
No.
Like, I'm so
no.
curious. Can you, like, take a video, like, spy in there?
No, like, there's no way.
There, like, I, I don't picture Pierce sitting at a desk. Like, what are they going to say to him? Like,
sit?
I mean, that's the beauty of it, though. Like,
it's not my problem.
It's not your problem, and they're going to have to teach him. Like,
yeah.
You can't get into stuff. You have to sit until we tell you. Like, he's going to have to learn it, and it'll be good.
That's the thing with starting him in preschool this year. I definitely think I could keep him home for one more year. I don't know if he's necessarily ready for preschool because he is a May birthday, which so is like young. Very, very young yep. to start school in August, but he's potty trained.
Yep.
He's a good listener. He's nice to other children.
Yes.
It's just going to be getting him to settle down.
Completely. And I mean, the good thing of it too, is it's only 2 days a week. So the majority yes. of the time he will be with you, but that will be able to teach him. Like,
I mean, he needs to learn how to do that.
If the teacher's like, hey, like, this isn't working. Like, they'll tell you that.
Totally.
Like, hey, he isn't listening. But he like, can't sit. Like, I don't see that happening though.
Every like 3-year-old boy isn't going to want to sit.
Oh yeah. Completely.
Like somehow the teachers get it mm-hmm. and it happens. Like when we go to Payson's school, like we'll sit and eat lunch and he'll sit in the little chair and eat with us.
And eat with you.
And like, he'll like, because when I drop her off, they have like little PlayStation set up and he'll go to like a PlayStation and sit and do it.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm like, I just think it's going to be one of those skills that like you don't do until you have to do. So
he's never had to do
that.
Which is good. You don't want kids having to sit at a desk all day. Like
no.
He's 3 years old.
And like at their school, like Payson sits more to do like her letters and stuff. But yep. like I go into the class before her, the preschool class, not the pre-K class. And they're like, not sitting.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm like,
they have to tailor it for littles.
Yeah.
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 So I know.
I'm nervous. Excited. I mean, I'm going to wait until after pre-K to decide if he's going to go to kinder.
If you want to do 2 years of pre-K.
Yes. I might keep him back because he is a boy and he's very, very young for his age.
Yep.
Like you were young for your age, but you're mature.
Yep.
Because you're a girl. Girls just mature faster.
Completely.
Like Payson's April, which isn't that much
different,
but she just was more mature.
Completely.
And so.
Oh yeah. She was so ready.
Yeah. She was so ready.
Yes.
And I put her in Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yep.
And Pierce, I'm only going to do Tuesday, Thursday because I don't want to be away from him.
Yep.
But it'll be good. It'll be so good for him.
It'll be good.
But recess will be his favorite.
Oh yeah. Recess will be his absolute favorite. Yeah.
I'm excited. But anyways, should we hop into this?
Yeah, we should.
Take it away, Jamie. You saw this trend.
I saw this trend. If you guys follow, I don't remember what her name is. She's on TikTok and she is honestly so funny. She makes these videos and one of her video series that she does is Things I Don't Understand. And she literally just lists things that she literally doesn't understand. And I think it's so funny. And so I was like, that'd be a funny podcast. And then get other people's like, what do you just literally don't get? Like it doesn't make sense. And when we were talking about this episode, the first thing I was thinking about was, I do not understand. How does a baby know that you are standing? How do they know?
Like, they love standing.
If you sit with a baby that's like fussy, they get pissed.
They are more pissed.
If you're standing, they're fine. Like,
Make it make sense.
I'm doing the exact same motion. I'm like, it's all the same. I don't get it.
But they know.
They know.
They know.
Like, how do you know?
They just do.
And I just... Things I don't understand.
That is a thing I will never understand.
Things I just don't understand. I was racking my brain, like maybe the feeling of like, just like, cause if you're here, you're kind of resting them on your legs. Like I'm like trying to make it make sense and it just doesn't.
It just doesn't.
Cause I'm like, I've even like held her. Cause I'm like, maybe it's like the feeling of gravity, like kind of pulling, but I'm holding her. So I've sat and held her like this.
She liked that.
Oh, she did.
She literally just closed her eyes as soon as you did it.
Maybe that's the trick. I don't know, but make it make sense.
Make it make sense. Before I read any more, we wanted to give you guys a code for our codependent merch. We are hoping to get another line going here soon. And so we have a 10% off code for you guys to use. We tried really hard to make these shirts reasonable priced. We have cool mom, girl mom, boy mom. We have our codependent culture shirts and we have the tank. So we are so excited. We're just trying to get rid of all of our inventory. So you can use code codependentapril to save 10% off of your order. And like I said, we're just trying to kind of get them rolling so that we can start our next merch line. So
yes. And the link to that will be in our codependent podcast page.
Yes.
We know like some of you guys were confused when we like did the codependent like culture page. We were kind of like trying to explore a couple different things, but we're going to keep it all on our codependent podcast page.
Yes.
That way it's just all uniform. You guys know where to find stuff. It's going to be really easy. So yeah, if you use codependent April, you'll get 10% off. We have the cute, like, I would literally never shirts. My kids wear those all the time.
Oh, all the time.
And so we actually need to do like another I Would Literally Never episode.
We do.
That was the best
episode. I love that episode.
So anyways, yeah, use that code and get some merch. They're all like summer based. So
yes. Well, that was the thing. We designed them over the summer and they came out a little bit later than we would have liked, but they were definitely summer based and we were trying to kind of market them in the winter. It just like didn't really make sense.
Yes.
So I like started wearing mine again because it's like getting hot here. Like I wore my cool mom purple shirt with my high-waisted like dad shorts from Abercrombie with my Sambas. And I was like obsessed with the outfit.
I love my purple one.
I literally am obsessed. Yes. And so now that it's like cooling off again, we wanted to remind you guys that you can get our merch still. We'll have a new line out in the fall. Hopefully
we'll do like sweatsuits.
Sweats and everything like that. Yes. But we got to get rid of this merch first. So if you guys want it, it's only going to be available for like a very, very, very limited time.
Yes.
So we'll post the link in the bio of the podcast too, and we'll post it on our Instagrams so you guys can find it and grab it while you still can.
Perfect.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you my what doesn't make sense?
Yes, I do.
Obviously, this has to be mine.
Okay. Tell me.
Let's see. I'm going to read somebody's that is exactly how I feel.
Okay.
Paying for insurance, having a deductible, and then your rates go up because you use your insurance. That is something I will never understand. I am paying every month for my insurance, but then I still owe more money because I used my insurance and then I have to pay a deductible, but I've already been paying so much a month. So why do I need a deductible? And then like, okay, aren't I supposed to be able to use my insurance?
Isn't that the point of insurance? No. A lot of people say that insurance is a scam and I believe it.
I believe it, but also I'd be paying like,
oh no, I know,
hundreds out of pocket.
Oh yeah. But
thousands.
I bet your homeowner's insurance is going to now go up.
Well, it is. The guy told me it will.
Like every month. So your mortgage is going to be more.
Yep.
Because you used it.
Because I used it.
So technically you are going to be paying for everything you're doing. You're just going to be paying it over time.
Like
that's literally what they're doing to you.
But it's just so crazy. Like
make it make sense.
Make it make sense.
It's literally a scam.
And then somebody else said like, if I get in a car accident, my insurance goes up even if it wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
So somebody hits me in the car and then my insurance goes up. Like I was faulted. How is that my fault? Like that makes sense.
Like that doesn't, things I don't understand.
Like I don't understand. Insurance is really hard. And here's the other thing I don't understand. Why don't they teach us every single thing about insurance that we need to know in high school or college?
Why don't we have a high school class called insurance? And we learn even the basics of like, you have to have homeowners insurance. You have to have car insurance. Here's what a plan means.
Here's what a deductible means.
Here's what a deductible means. Here's what copay means.
I don't know any of that.
Like, you've had to learn it the hard way, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, I've had to learn it the hard way. But like, I feel like that's how everybody has to learn it, which makes it like almost worse. Like,
oh yeah, it's terrible.
Should I read another one? Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Okay. I got a lot of these ones too. How sound can come out of a CD or a movie come out of a DVD. Like who did that? Like who invented
how
that?
How did they do that?
Like my brain can't even, maybe I'm just not a smart person. Maybe I'm just an idiot.
I would consider us decently smart.
I mean,
like at the end of the day,
but like the guy that came up with the CD, like
how did you,
made a disc and I can listen to all of the Taylor Swift songs.
Like
how did you do that?
Like, and how did you think of that? Like,
how did you think of that?
How did you think to do that?
I mean, like even like a tape doesn't make sense to me. Like a cassette tape, like that doesn't even make sense to me either.
Oh no.
Like, do you think I have any idea what happens inside of my rectangle?
Oh no.
Like, I don't know how my phone works.
How does this
happen? I just wake up in the morning and it turns on.
And also like, how does like AirDrop work? Like,
yeah,
they just like fly through the air? Like, I don't get it.
It's like Bluetooth, but then how does Bluetooth
work? How does Bluetooth work? It's like there's a tiny...
Oh my gosh, I have so many questions.
I have so many questions.
Anything with electronics, there's no way.
Make it make sense.
Make it make sense.
Like
things I don't understand.
Things I don't understand. Okay, this one. This is like so common, but someone said, this might sound stupid, but money. Why can't we just make more of it?
Yes.
Like, why can't we just print more money? Like, what is inflation? Like,
okay, the country is in debt. So print it.
So we're paying more. So print some more money. But then there's people are like, well, then there's too much money. Like then the dollar is worth less. I'm like, what?
No, a dollar's worth a dollar.
Like a dollar's worth a dollar. We can just print like billions of them.
Dude, that's why I could never be in like economics. Like I don't understand.
No, I don't understand it. Like you're just saying there's a limited amount of money and we're all just like, there's like a big pot and we're all just like spending it or like sharing it around.
But like, then we like are giving billions to other countries. Why are we doing that?
Like, I'm so lost.
Like, if we don't have that money, why are we giving it to them?
Like, how are they?
Are we printing them more money?
Like, what's going on?
Yeah. And you know what? I bet there's a really logistical answer to that question.
Oh, and I honestly don't really want to know. So if somebody like knows the answers to these, just don't tell me. Cause like, I don't really care to know.
I don't want to know.
But it is confusing.
Okay. This is a really good one as well, Jamie. How do they build something and know where the water and power lines are in the ground?
Yeah, I've always wondered that. Honestly, though.
Like, is there, I think that there's like a machine, like they, like a meter, you know, they like point it at the ground and it tells them.
And it's like, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like water. It's like a stud finder.
Like a water detector. Yeah. Like a metal detector.
Like.
But for the ground.
Yeah, it has to be.
But again, never could be me.
Couldn't be my job. I even wonder that with like a wall stud finder. Like, how does it just know that there's like a big piece of wood right there? Like, how does it detect that? Who built that machine that said, okay, when you feel this piece of wood, like you just glide it against your wall. Like, what?
Again, I could never be like an inventor because I would never think to invent something like that.
I would never think of that.
Yeah,
like, I really don't understand it. Okay, this one's kind of interesting. Sleep. What are our brains doing?
True.
Like, how do you just go to sleep? Like,
how is it easier for some people to go to sleep than others?
And your body just knows what to do. Like, it's still like.
Function. Like, DJ could fall asleep within like 0.5 seconds. I need like a solid like 2 hours.
Oh, same.
But like, he's not more tired than I am.
No.
Like, I am definitely more tired than he is. My brain is
definitely more tired.
Yeah. Why does my brain not want to shut off?
Like what?
Traffic. Like why? Just freaking go.
Traffic is, I truly.
If we all just drove the speed limit, there would be no traffic.
Yes.
I get if there's a car accident.
Yeah, but like even then, okay, unless it's like in the middle of the road, like everybody just stops.
You have to look at it.
You have to look at it. Like, and I'm like, just drive.
Just drive.
Just drive. Okay. Planes flying.
I got that one a lot too. And if I think about that too hard, it's going to make me have really bad anxiety and never want to get on planes again.
Yeah, I already do. So thanks.
How?
Like, how do they fly?
Somebody said clouds don't make sense because we can fly through clouds, but they're supposed to be filled with water.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me. So there's literally nothing in them, but there is. Like how?
I need like the creepy music right now.
I know. Like honestly, like.
Cause it gives me the creepies. That's how I feel when I'm getting on an airplane.
No, I know. Like what?
Really does stress me out.
One of my friends, this actually stressed me out. One of my friends, because okay, you know how there's not, like they never broadcast or talk about like plane crashes and they're like,
yeah.
Oh, like there's not that many. Like it's more safe to fly in a plane than it is drive a car.
Yes.
Like they say
I've heard that.
They say that. That's like the saying. But
like who says that?
One of my friends is dating this guy and his job is to go pick up planes that have crashed. That's literally his job.
Is he busy?
Yes. So many planes crash. It's not even funny.
No, that I hate that.
Like I'm like, how could you ever fly on a plane? No, like he went and picked up the plane that Kobe crashed in.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Helicopter.
Yeah, yeah. Helicopter.
That gives me anxiety.
I know.
I fly a lot.
Like that stresses me out.
It really does stress me out.
Because you never see a plane crash on the news ever.
No.
Ever.
Literally never.
Like.
We've seen more because of like the Boeing planes that have been crashing.
What?
Yeah. There's like a certain plane that's been crashing.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Don't get on that. time and time zones. Who decided all of this? We could all be wrong about the time.
Yeah, I wonder like how.
Like why is Paris 8 hours ahead of us? Why? Why can't they just be the same time as us?
Like why
can't. I mean, I guess I understand because the sun.
I get the sun. So like the sun has to go around like the whole earth. So like I do get that.
Okay, also, I do get that one a little bit more.
Yes.
I don't get daylight savings.
Yeah, that somebody made that up. 100% somebody made that.
And then decided Arizona didn't fit the criteria.
And then Arizona said, no, that's stupid. We're not doing that.
Arizona, we are full of smart people.
Yeah, we are. Because that's stupid.
It's dumb.
Like, what is daylight savings? You get an extra hour?
Or you lose an hour.
Or you don't get an hour. Like, what?
And then I see all like the TikToks of the people like prepping their kids for daylight savings. And I'm like, but so whoever made daylight savings was definitely not a parent.
No, 100% it was a farmer. That's what Justin told me. Justin said it was a farmer because they needed more hours in the day to like do their work.
So they just made that up.
Who cares? Just work. Why does the clock have to tell you when you're done working? Just work till you're done.
No, they just can't work while it's dark out.
I know, but like, okay, so then on the longest day of the year when it's more sunny,
just work more.
Just keep working. Like, why does the time on the clock have to change? Just keep working.
I don't disagree.
Like, I don't get it.
Or just like get up an hour earlier.
Yeah.
Like you changed it for everybody because you didn't want to get up an hour earlier. You just changed the time.
You just changed the clock for every single person.
Who gave him the right to do that?
Like, Tina was here once. She's like, oh, when I go home, I got to make a note. I got to change every clock in my house back. And I was like, huh?
Huh?
Why? That's horrible.
That really honestly like couldn't be stupider.
Like that couldn't be
like,
stupider.
Part of me understands the different time zones because the sun and the earth and the rotation and whatever.
Yes. I get that.
I don't get it, but I get it.
I get it.
But like we let some random dude turn our clocks back an hour or put them forward an hour.
Like why?
I really actually want to know the history on that.
Me too.
Honestly, we are really stupid with daylight savings because we live in Arizona.
Yeah, so
that
really
makes it extra, like I extra don't get it.
I extra really don't get it.
If you're from like a different state. And
I remember
like,
living in Idaho and losing an hour of sleep. And I'm like, why?
Why?
It's the same amount of time that I had yesterday. You're telling me we have one less hour of the day today?
And you're making that one less hour when I'm supposed to be sleeping. Why don't you make it between like
2 and 3?
Yeah, or like 4 and 6 when my kids are super cranky. So then it's 4 o'clock.
Then I have to put them to bed earlier.
And then it's like, oh no, just kidding. It's actually like 6 now. Like that would be good.
Like that'd be nice.
But why is it while I'm sleeping?
Yeah, why is it in the middle of the night? Who did that?
It's at midnight, right?
Because
it's the next day.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
See, again,
don't know get anything.
If you live in a state that does daylight savings and you like really understand it, can you explain it to me?
Yeah. Like,
so I don't sound like an idiot.
I know. I really don't understand.
I never know what time zone we're on. I never know what time zone anybody's on.
No.
Like California, like, are we on the same time? Or are we not on the same time?
Like, and why?
Sometimes we are, sometimes we're not. Utah, sometimes we are, sometimes we're not. Eastern, sometimes it's 2 hours, sometimes it's 3 hours.
Okay. This one's funny. We pay for water and we're not allowed to collect the rain. But as humans, we are water.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't understand.
I'm not water.
Also, they're saying like, why do we have to pay for water? When it's like the people that are making water, just collecting it from the earth and then they're selling it to us. Why do we have to pay for it?
Well, because I don't want to go collect my own water.
I know, but like you're not allowed to anyway.
Where would you collect water?
Rainwater.
I don't want to drink rainwater.
That's what we're drinking. We're drinking rainwater or mountain runoff.
But it's like filtered.
I know.
I'm not going to go put a bucket outside and then drink it.
I mean, it would be very clean.
That really grosses me out for some reason.
I know, but that would be clean.
I mean, I get it.
It's same with
like, it doesn't rain enough for how much water I need to drink.
No, same with like people who have a business of selling dirt.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just like go collect dirt and then you just say, this is my dirt. I'm selling it to you. Like,
here's my dirt.
No, like really though. It's like you're selling me mounds of dirt. Like you just went somewhere and got that dirt.
But you know what? I don't want to do it.
No, I get it. Same. It's
so
smart.
But I'll
like,
pay for it.
But it's so funny to me. I'm like, you're just.
No, it's like, it's whoever started the first
dirt collecting business.
Like odd. Because I bet like back in the day, men are like, I'm going to go get my dirt. But yeah. Then now it's like, well, I don't want to go get my
or
own
selling
dirt.
Like gravel. It's like they just take a giant boulder and they blast it and make little tiny pieces.
But again, you couldn't do that.
No, and I don't want to, but it's just crazy.
It is crazy.
It's wild.
Again, things I don't understand. Okay. Extinct animals. How do we know there isn't one somewhere just chilling, pranking us all? How do we know there's no...
How do you know that there's none? Have you been to every single point of the earth?
Like, especially like water creatures. Like, how do you know they're extinct? Maybe they're just hiding lower underneath or in a reef. Like, yeah. How do you know?
Like, how do you know? You don't know.
You don't know.
You really don't know.
Like,
how do you know that like grizzly bears are becoming extinct? Like, how do you know that?
Have you counted?
How do you know? There's no way you know.
I don't get it.
And also, just speaking of, the ocean in general makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
And it scares me. If you think about the ocean, it's so creepy.
No, like,
there's just like a whole nother living system.
It's like 50% of our earth.
And then there's like,
isn't it like 50% of earth?
And then there's like pressure because of the water. Like, I just,
Jamie, you're not a big ocean person.
I loved, like, don't get me wrong, I love the ocean. Like, take me to any beach, take me to like Tahiti. Like, I will be in the ocean, but like, I'm never, ever, ever trying to go in a submarine. I'm never trying to like explore the deep blue sea. I'm never trying to go in on a ship in the middle of the ocean to go fishing. Nope, not for me.
It takes up 70% of the surface of our planet.
Like, that's so weird.
That's so much.
Like, imagine all the creatures down there.
Ooh. I really do like the ocean.
Same.
I do. Submarines really give me anxiety.
Oh yeah. Would you ever go in one?
No. Never. No.
Never.
No, it just.
Would you like get diving certified?
Nope. DJ wants me to, and I'm like, no, I'm not doing
that.
I have zero interest, and also my ears are so bad.
I just want to like float at the top with my snorkel.
I just want to be on like a catamaran.
Same.
With a nice little drink in my hand.
Same. Like I don't have a lot of interest in like exploring.
I did want to be a marine biologist. It's a fun fact.
Yeah. I actually slayed my marine biology class in high school. Just want to say.
Me too.
I did so good.
That made me want to be a marine biologist. I was like, okay,
this is cool. But.
But then we dissected frogs and I was like,
We dissected sharks too.
Yeah.
And jellyfish.
See, that's not my jam. Yeah. I like want to go swim and tan, but I don't really want to like.
Like, I don't want to know more.
I don't want to see a shark in real life.
Same. Like, I really don't.
I do love the ocean though.
I know. It's just.
There's too much that I don't know about it that just gives me anxiety.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, you're up.
Okay. Paying tickets for my daughter's gymnastics recital when we pay for her to attend gymnastics.
You know what's hilarious? Didn't I just say this to you this morning?
That's why I said it. And I was just thinking about that last night because I got Rossi's recital, like packet.
Yes.
And the tickets are $25 a person to go.
So you're supposed to ask your whole family to come to that. Like me and DJ coming would be $50 to come to our 2-year-old niece's
2-minute performance.
2-minute performance.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
Payson has to go perform at Dobson High this week. And we just got an email about tickets and they're $9 each. So not bad, but horrible. I'm still like, she's performing and she can't be there without me there. So I at least should get in for free.
Like at least parents.
Luckily competitions are free.
Luckily. Thank the heavens.
But
like, why?
Why?
That doesn't make any sense because I guess the dance place has to pay for the area, but like, that's not my problem.
No.
Like,
or at least give like 2 tickets for free.
I agree.
Mom and dad.
Yes.
Mom and dad. If you have more people coming that are like supporting agree. And like they need to pay for like the venue and stuff. Like I get it. But like if I have to take my daughter, like
that should be free.
That should be free. Ridiculous. No, I do agree with that.
No, it's crazy. Okay. You're up.
Primary colors like red and yellow make orange, but how do you make red and yellow?
Like where did colors come from?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, where did they come from?
It's just crazy that, like, randomly some person looked at, like, a door and they were like, that is green.
That is green.
I decided that is green.
Same with, like, names. Like, how did people create a name? Like, how does the name Mackenzie just, like, who come up with that?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, this one's kind of funny. Hot dogs and hot dog buns are sold in different quantities. Why not the same amount?
That's very true. Because honestly, like, if I'm done with my hot dogs, like, I throw my buns away.
Oh, who's saving 2 hot dog buns at the end?
But literally.
Nobody. Nobody does that.
Nobody.
If you do that,
no, you're
good
right.
for you, I guess. But you're like, right. What?
That is so.
That was a funny one.
Okay, hold on. I got to find a good
like
one.
What?
Oh, America using standard versus metric. Why did America just say, let's do it differently than everyone else?
I mean, me and Justin talk about this all the time because he grew up with the metric system. And I'm like, he's like, why did America do that? And I'm like, I don't know. We just feel like we're better than people. Like there's no other explanation. Like America just feels like, no, you know what? Screw you. We're going to create our own.
Like,
but also like in my mind, it makes way more sense.
Well, yeah, because you're from America.
I know. And I love it. Like, I love the I love the standard system because I don't understand the other one.
I don't.
Like, how am I driving 120 kilometers an hour? Like, no, 60 miles an hour sounds way better.
I agree.
Like,
I agree with that.
Also, like, what's a kilometer?
Like, but if you were raised learning it, you would know what a kilometer is.
No, I just, me and Justin fight about it all the time because I just think it's so funny. The thing I don't understand, I will give this to the metric system for any metric system Canadian or like other people. Our temperature gauge doesn't make sense. We start at 32 degrees. That makes no sense. Freezing is 32 degrees. Celsius makes sense. 0 degrees is freezing up from there. That makes sense. What's a kilometer? Like what? Like, I don't understand the other stuff.
You're right about the temperature though.
Yeah.
You're right. That does make a lot more sense to start at zero if it's freezing.
Exactly.
Like, why 32? Why is that?
Why did we start there? Why did we think 32?
That'll be freezing.
And then we have to convert everything. I will say our math has to be way harder than other countries because we always have to convert stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Like it's annoying. But when we learn anything in school, we're always converting it to the metric system and then we have to convert it back. It's like really.
We're wasting our time.
We're wasting our time.
Yeah, just like, switch
why
it back.
Did we choose to use this system?
I do agree with that.
Like, yes, I would probably like the standard system if we were raised with it, but I just don't get it.
I do agree.
Like,
you're up.
You have one? Oh,
that was me. You had very strong opinions about that one, but that was mine.
I always forget. Okay. Let's see. Sorry, I'm trying to. I got another one of the hot dog ones.
Oh, I did 2 packs of hot dogs that have 10 when there are only 8 buns.
Yes. Like,
I don't like buns, so that's perfect for me.
Yeah, you're weird. Like, yeah, that's weird, Kinsey. Okay. I've gotten this one a lot. How do they expect us to believe in Helen Keller that she was able to really, to believe Helen Keller was really able to read, write with no context for language? Deaf and blind, but she could read and write. How did she learn that?
Yeah, and like, how does Braille work?
Like, also, how does sign language work?
Sign language makes more sense to me than Braille.
I agree with you. Like dots.
They're just dots.
They're like dots you can just like feel.
Yeah, but like when I picture like dots, like I would picture them like making it like a P. Like,
same.
Why do they not make a P? They're just like random dots.
They're just like one dot.
There's
dot,
no
dot,
way
dot,
I could be blind.
Dot, dot.
There's
no.
I'm not smart enough to like, be blind.
No, I know. It's like how do you know that? Like, how do you feel this? And how do you tell them, like...
Oh, yeah, that says my mom is going to the grocery store. She'll be home in 10 minutes. Okay, perfect. Sounds good.
One dot is, like, how? And how is there enough dots to make a whole language?
I mean, same with... What's the military language?
Oh,
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Kinda.
They do it in The Office. Oh, my gosh, what's it called?
Oh, I don't watch that.
That's the only reason I know. They do, like, a different language. And they're supposed to know it. Oh my gosh, I'm looking it up.
Look it up. I don't remember. I don't know if I know that.
Let's see.
Yeah, I don't. Also, you know what's really weird to me? This is a weird thought, Kinsey. Is that, like, don't you picture dogs just knowing English?
For sure.
But, like, there's dogs in, like, Japan. They know Japanese. Like, isn't that weird?
That's so true, Jamie.
Your dogs can just learn whatever language you tell them to learn.
That's very true.
And you could make up a different language for dogs. Like you could say, that food is a different word than food because dogs don't know. Like it's weird. It's so weird. The animals can also learn a different language.
Okay, what is this called? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, but I don't. Like, I do, but I don't.
Okay, well, I'm gonna have to just give it up because I can't find it this quickly.
Like,
and now I feel like an idiot because I can't think of what it's called.
Yeah. Do you have another one?
Oh, I'm just really focused on that.
I know.
Fax machines.
Yeah, that's so weird. It's like a text message, but like a big piece of paper.
Yeah.
Just like it,
how does it get to the place it's sent to and printed there?
And who invented that?
Again, who invented that?
Like this is going to fly through the air and then it's going to get to this other machine.
Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't get it. Okay, this one is so good. How does nugget ice make your drink taste so much better?
True.
it's the same amount of water. Like you could have the same water fill up two different machines and 10 out of 10 times the nugget ice will be better.
Yeah.
Like, why is that? Why is nugget ice so much better? It really doesn't make sense. It's just frozen water, the same frozen water that makes big cubed ice.
But truly, it's so much better.
It's same with straws. Why do straws make your drink elite? No,
straws
make your drink absolutely elite.
Yep.
Without a straw, I don't want it.
Yeah, like, for sure.
Really? It's crazy.
Why is adoption so expensive when the need is so high?
I agree.
That will never make sense to me. Like, I understand a baby is about the most priceless thing that you could obtain.
Oh, for sure.
But you shouldn't have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to adopt a baby that needs a family, that doesn't have a home.
Like, that makes
sense. Like, obviously, don't just give babies up to people. But, like...
Completely. You can still do all the necessary
checks. Do all the necessary checks and then just give them the baby.
Like, why do they have to pay like $30,000, $40,000 for a child?
Oh, it doesn't make sense.
It makes no sense. Like, so also that's a business. So we're like, I don't know. Yeah, I agree with that though. That is weird. Okay, let's see.
Morse code.
Oh, Morse code. Or is it Morris?
Morris.
Oh, it's called Morris. I thought it was Morse.
Oh, it's Morse.
Oh, okay.
You're right. Interesting. It's very confusing.
Okay, this is crazy, and I totally agree with this. Things that don't make sense. Growing an entire human life form from scratch.
That does not make sense.
Like, I think about that all the time, and I'm like, how do you grow a whole entire human being? Like, what? Like... I grew every day of my pregnancy. I was growing a liver, a spleen, kidneys,
a toe, an ear, a nose,
a toenail, fingerprints,
nipples.
Like, how?
In my body.
In my body, that was growing every single day.
Like, it's a miracle. It's like, a miracle.
Like, birth and pregnancy is just absolutely insane to me. Like, it's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
I wish that there was a device. Can someone create a device, create something that we could like look at our, not an ultrasound, I know that, but like like more of a see-through that we could look through and see what like
how was that not,
every day.
Has that not been invented yet?
Like I want to see the baby every single day and be like, oh my gosh, like it's growing a spleen today.
It's growing a spleen. Because you know what the spleen looks like.
I mean, you know, like that'd be cool.
It would be very cool. How does Advil know where to go in your body to treat pain?
I got that one on here. The medicine knows, which that one does make more sense to me because you have neurotransmitters in your brain. And if you should know that, psychology major.
Okay.
Neurotransmitters in your brain is what's transmitting.
Like I get that medicine works, but like.
It shuts off pain receptors. It's actually not treating your pain. It's just shutting off your body to tell you that there's pain.
That one makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That one does make sense to me, but I understand how it doesn't because it's confused. The brain is confusing.
The brain.
So
the
I
brain.
Get it.
Well, you know what I don't understand?
What's the brain. A brain? What's a brain?
What is a brain?
It's just like, what? How does it know what to do?
This one you'll understand why reading on a Kindle feels so much better.
Oh, it's elite. It is elite.
It is elite.
Okay, this one's funny. Baby teeth. We get a whole new set of teeth at like age 7, but why not again in our 50s?
Honestly, that is so true.
Like, why don't we get another set when it's like we've gone through like most of our life?
Why
like,
do we have to lose all of our teeth too? Yeah, I get it because like their mouth, like Payson's mouth is so tiny right now and like she'll get bigger.
Imagine
and, like,
her with like your teeth.
Or like with baby teeth when she's my age. Like imagine me with baby teeth.
Exactly.
So it makes sense. But like, yeah, we should have another round of teeth.
We should get like a new round. Like yeah, another. Like,
once I'm done with these, knock them all out
what if
and
I got,
grow
what
another
if you
pair.
Get screwed though? What if you had like good teeth and then they come in and they're like jacked up?
That's true.
But like, but yeah, that is weird. That is a weird concept.
When it's 70 in the summer and I'm cold, but 70 in the winter, I'm hot.
Yes.
Like 70 in the summer feels cold.
It does.
70 in the winter feels hot.
Like how?
That's a weird concept, it's but that's the same very, very temperature. True.
Okay, this is another one, which I learned in my brain biology class going back to the ocean. The ocean temperature never changes. Only the outside temperature changes.
Well, wouldn't it be really hard, like, I feel like it would take a really long time to like
that 70% of the body of water to change temperature. Yeah, that like But if you go to Newport in the month of like February, it's
freezing.
The water feels freezing. But like in my marine biology class, we learned the water temperature of the ocean can only change like maybe a degree. But the outside temperature is what makes us feel so cold. Like, but the water never changes.
I'm looking this
up. Yeah, look it up. Like, fact check me here. Because I remember Miss Ryan teaching me that.
Okay.
Tell me what you find, because I'm intrigued at this point.
Ugh, it's giving me too much information.
Ugh, we don't like that.
Because it's like, changes in sea surface temperature vary regionally.
Okay, what?
Yeah. It is telling me that like the deeper you go, the colder it is.
Okay, yeah.
Which I did, that makes sense. Know that.
I did know that because it's not getting any sunlight at all.
It does depend on where you are in the world.
Okay, that makes sense. There's four different oceans.
So water warms up slowly than air, but can hold more heat. Water needs four times as much energy to raise its temperature by 1 degree Celsius as the same mass as air does. Okay.
Yeah, I remember something around that.
This just like seems like a lot of information.
I remember something around that. Like the ocean only will change like maybe 1 to 2 degrees, depending where you are.
Which that makes sense to me.
But why does it feel like the water's so much colder?
I do agree with that.
It's just because our bodies and the outside air. Like, okay, this one's funny. The moon landing. You're telling me we landed on the moon before there were cell phones.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe in the moon landing or do you think it was a conspiracy?
I mean, my American pride wants me to say that I believe in it because like America landed first.
Yeah, I really haven't done enough research, so I can't make an opinion, but it's cool that we did.
It's cool we did. There's like so many things. Justin has like researched it a little bit and he's like, the flag was like moving. There's no wind up there. Like it's pretty
like
much
like
he fake.
Thinks it's a conspiracy.
Yeah. He thinks it's a conspiracy.
Interesting.
And like US just like did it. But I'm like, yeah, but like how would they know Photoshop? Like, do you think Photoshop existed back then?
No. Literally.
Like how would they know that?
Photoshop, but like before cell phones.
Like also something else that doesn't make sense is like, how is there not a cure for cancer?
Yeah.
We can literally cure anything, but like how is there not a cure for cancer?
Or like autism doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. Where does it come from?
Like what, like not what is it, but like what?
Like how do some kids have it and some kids don't?
And what, like there's nothing you can do.
There's literally nothing you can do. I mean, same with like Alzheimer's and like Parkinson's. There's not a lot you can do.
Yeah.
Like.
But Alzheimer's makes more sense because it's like your brain is slowly deteriorating.
And so you get the gene for it. But yeah. How do we not have a cure for it?
Yeah. How do we not like stop the brain from deteriorating?
Yeah. But like cancer is the same. Like how, like I understand what cancer is, but
and
yeah, how do we not have
cancer is like a mass amount of cells that like
why can't we just get rid of it?
Why can't we kill the cell?
Like it doesn't make sense.
I get it. That's what like chemo is doing, but there's
sometimes
gotta be
it doesn't work.
There's gotta be a better option, right? Like there's gotta be. I make it make sense.
I'm watching Grey's Anatomy right now. So I'm like really into all the medical stuff.
Oh,
I'm on season 19.
No, you're not. Cause
yes, I've binged this show. If I have any free time, I'm watching Grey's Anatomy.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's so good.
How are you on season 19?
I will say.
The fact that I've told you to watch this for over 10 years now is a joke.
And I will give it to you.
Like, why did you just now
because
start?
I usually don't like blood.
It's not bloody.
I understand that now that I've watched it.
It's like, there's so much to it.
No, honestly, it's like the best show I've ever watched in my life. Jamie, I'm on the last season and I started like.
No, I was going to say, isn't there only 19 seasons?
And I like started this year. I will say I need to rewatch it because there's been a lot of times where like I've like skipped a couple episodes on accident or like I fall asleep watching it and it skips like almost a whole season.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
But it's such a long show that I like don't go back and watch it and I just watch like the recaps.
Yes.
So like, I don't know where April went. Like all of a sudden she like wasn't on the show anymore.
Gone.
Like, and that's happened a few times where I'm like, wait, I haven't seen.
Where did this person
like, I haven't seen Arizona Robbins in like three episodes. Up. Did she leave? Like, you know, I'll like miss a big episode and then I'm like,
and
oh.
Then you just are like,
yeah. So I'm going to need to watch it a few times. But honestly, I posted the other day that I was watching it for the first time and I got so many responses that were like, if I could watch one show for the first time again, it would be Grey's Anatomy. Like, I didn't realize how much people actually loved Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah. That it's such a good show.
It is honestly, I like started season like 17 and it was during the pandemic. I like thought this show was like old.
No, it's like the most, they like keep making seasons.
I like, it's incredible.
And then now you're going to have to go watch Station 19, or is that what it's called?
Why?
Because they do collab episodes. So it's like
Ben in Station 19?
They put the episodes together. I actually haven't watched all of Station 19.
Is Miranda Bailey's husband, Ben, who works at a fire station?
Yes.
So he maybe is like the main character?
Yeah.
Vic just died from Station 19.
Yes. So they like coordinate. They go together somehow.
Well, that's what I watched before Grey's Anatomy. I watched Private Practice with Addison Montgomery. That was what made me watch Grey's Anatomy.
Because you loved her.
Because I loved her and I loved Private Practice.
And the fact that Kat named her kid after her.
Yes. I really understand the hype now, but I really didn't know that Grey's Anatomy was like filmed during COVID. Like, I didn't realize it's that new.
It's not, but they've just made so many seasons.
It's crazy.
Yes.
Because like when I start, they have flip phones.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden we're in the pandemic, like in real time. And I'm like, what?
It's literally COVID. It's like, wait, what?
No, it's like really confusing.
No, I know.
So I'm almost done. This is my last season.
If I could watch a show again for the very first time ever, it'd be One Tree Hill.
That's what Kat said. That was exactly what Kat said. Kat said, I would pick One Tree Hill, then Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
She said, and then maybe Gossip Girl.
I was going to say, my second would be Gossip Girl.
My second would be Gossip Girl.
My third would be Grey's Anatomy. My fourth would be Pretty Little Liars.
So yeah, Pretty Little Liars. Like I watched that show every week. I was devout.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I could not tell somebody how Pretty Little Liars ended. Could you?
No.
Even the cast of Pretty Little Liars doesn't even know how Pretty Little Liars ends.
I still don't know who
like
A
who's
is.
A.
I still don't know.
I have no idea.
I should go back and watch it. But like
now it doesn't make sense. And also like Aria was dating a teacher. Like that is so inappropriate.
Yeah, it is.
And her parents were like, okay.
I know. But like when you're so enveloped, like.
When I was like that age, I was like, that's the goal.
Like that's so cool.
But
now it's like that teacher's a creep.
No, like teacher's a creep. And also like planned to date her because he was stalking her and her friends. But like that was romantic to me.
But every show is like weird like that. Like how does Gossip Girl, like how do they go drink every day? Like they like go to these intricate like drinking parties.
Yeah.
And they're like literally high schoolers.
No, they're like literally high schoolers.
And they're at these like multi-million dollar business parties drinking. Like what?
And they like broke into the school and like had like drinking and drugs at the school.
Like, yeah, like.
No, you're right. It doesn't make sense either.
No.
Like it does not, but it's so
Have you ever
good.
Watched One Tree Hill?
I watched it a long time ago. I watched the entire thing. I did watch it. I didn't love it as much as you guys love it.
You need to maybe go rewatch after Grey's. Rewatch.
It was recently. Like it was in the last 5 years.
Okay.
Okay, that's dramatic. It was right before I got married.
Okay.
I was living at mom's house in Phoenix. That's when I watched
That's when you watched
and
it.
And I wasn't as obsessed with that as you guys were. I liked it. Don't get me wrong. I liked it.
My favorite show.
But I didn't like, it wasn't like up there for me.
Oh, you should try it again someday.
Maybe I'll try again because you guys really love it and I really need to trust now.
Yeah, you need to trust.
It's
just so good.
I have binged Grey's. Like, I wonder how many hours I've spent watching Grey's Anatomy.
19 seasons, Kenzie? Yeah, a lot.
I know.
I haven't even watched all the seasons.
Every spare minute I have, I'm watching Grey's. I do dishes, I'm watching Grey's. I'm getting ready, I'm watching Grey's. Like,
you know what they call that? You're an iPad kid.
No, I have ADHD and I'm hyperfixated.
Yeah. And you know what?
You know what Payson said to me the other day?
What?
We were at Disneyland and we were getting ready for Disneyland. And of course I was watching Grey's on my phone, trying to get ready. And I was like, Payson, I need to do your hair. Come over here. So she brings her iPad and she like sets it up. And I like grabbed the iPad, turned it off and threw it on the bed. I was like, you do not need to be watching a show right now. She's like, why? You are. And DJ was dying. He's like, you tell her, Payson. And I was like, frick. Cause I totally was. Like I said, you don't need to watch the iPad right now. Like, what are you doing? This is so dumb. And I was literally my phone like propped up watching Grey's. Yeah. Oh, honestly, me and DJ haven't like spoken at night because all I want to do is watch Grey's.
Honestly, you were the exact same way in high school. You always would like have something going and you would always like have your show on.
It is the hyperfixation.
It is. No, it makes sense.
But I'm almost done with Grey's and then I'll have my life back.
And then you'll have your life back till you're on to the next.
Yes, I haven't been this hooked on a show in a really long time. Yeah. Like, I can't remember the last show that like I actually enjoyed
once
this much.
Once you get like hooked on something, you have to like finish it.
I have to finish it. Yes. I have to know what happens. Yes. I have to like, it keep, like I can't start a new Grey's episode if I'm going to sleep because then I will be up for 6 hours.
Yes, yes.
Watching Grey's.
Have you watched Suits?
I have not.
Suits is actually so good.
It's about lawyers.
Yes.
Okay.
And I did not think I was going to love it, but Justin convinced me to watch
it. Because Meghan Markle's his crush.
Yes. And it is so good.
Give me that, baby.
It is so good. I don't know why she's awake.
Oh, she wants her Aunt Mac.
Little.
I will say, me and Jamie have talked about this a little bit because I like love Monty so much, but I like feel like she like loves me. Like I honestly feel like I'm like one of her favorite people on the earth. And I was telling Jamie, I don't feel like I got this bonding with Rossi because I had to hold Pierce.
Because you always had Pierce.
And
no,
so like,
it's so true.
I didn't get to like give her all of my loves that I would have loved to give her. Monty is like my baby.
Own baby to like have to like take care of.
Yeah. But Monty loves me.
Monty honestly really does love you. She always falls asleep with you.
She always does. And I got her to giggle. I totally got her to laugh. Hello, chunky butt.
I know. I wish that she would quit growing. I wish I could just stop this age right now.
She's giving me huge smiles, Jamie.
Oh.
Okay. Should we log off?
Yeah, we honestly should. We should be done for the day.
So I can give Monty the giggle.
People are probably like, this episode turned very random.
It did, but I had to tell everybody about Grey's.
And I hope that, while we were saying this, I'm like, am I really stupid? Like, I feel really dumb after this episode. I feel like I don't know a lot of things.
That's what I was saying.
Like, I feel really stupid.
No, Jamie, that's
so, I'm sorry.
And you know, we're notorious for getting all of our facts wrong.
Yeah, so there's probably a lot on here we got wrong, but like, just go with it, guys.
Just go with it. Because honestly, we read your guys' submissions.
Yeah. So you guys
are idiots.
You guys are idiots. Truly.
And we're just here to make you feel better.
We're here to agree with you. So anyway, have the very, very best week. And as always, we will see you next week on the
Codependent Podcast.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.